You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The WBEN All Local.
All Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
And I'm Brian Mazurowski.
A federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump administration's attempt to temporarily pause grants, loans, and other federal financial assistance. Joe Khalil reports.
If the test is, does it align with President Trump's priorities, there's a lot of room there, right? You know, for several programs. So Democrats are throwing programs out, like Meals on Wheels, like even, you know, veteran housing, that kind of thing. Wondering whether or not those are on the chopping block or not. Doesn't seem so, but still they have the question.
Social Security, Medicare, and food stamps would not be affected. WBEN's Brayton Wilson has more local reaction.
Congressman Nick Langworthy believes President Trump was set to work hand-in-hand with the Dodge program to thoroughly examine what's going out the door in Washington with regards to federal funds and grant programs and to make sure that monies, as they're distributed, follow the executive orders of the president. It was a pause in federal funding that he didn't believe was going to be a long-term issue.
Obviously, there's important research projects going on. I mean, we want to see these things move along, and, you know, we'll certainly be advocates for organizations within Western New York and our district on, you know, those important funding sources. But right now, I think he's just paused additional monies going out the door, and there will be agency and departmental review of those monies and how they've been allocated or expended. So I don't believe that any of these organizations are in short-term danger in any way.
Langworthy does feel it is important to put these reviews in place to see that everything is in line with the priorities of the current administration. However, Trina Burris from the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County says any disruption in federal funding or grants will put more stress on folks that are trying to figure out what to do and trying to understand the implications.
They have a disruption in their service delivery that's not monetary. We're focused on other things to try to make sure that we can move forward. There's backlog to consider. If you're an organization that runs a suicide prevention hotline, that has government funding in it. One day, 1 hour could be critical. So whether or not it lasts till midnight tonight or some period of time longer than that, we are nonprofit organizations that are committed to individuals who need us in our communities in which we serve. And so anything that distracts us from that is harmful.
More on the potential impact of a pause to federal funding and grants can be found online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you. Well, in the city of Buffalo, the council held an emergency special session on Tuesday to sign a memorandum of agreement to allow federal funds to be distributed to the Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency.
We have dollars that go to emergency rental assistance, roof repair, boilers, you name it, critical services that our communities need in order to thrive.
We're not assured that the funding is lost, but the city of Buffalo here and the administration and the council is doing everything we can to try to assure that, you know, extremely important dollars for everyone in our community are allocated and safe.
Council members Mitch Nowakowski, Brian Bowman, they're speaking with Channel 4. The memorandum of agreement allows the city to pull funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to give to the Urban Renewal Agency and will stay in place if this funding freeze on a federal level goes back in.
There are new results from the biennial national report card just out this morning showing America's school kids are losing ground since the pandemic.
Given every 2 years to a sample of fourth and eighth graders, the National Assessment of Educational Progress shows student achievement in reading slipping and little improvement in math. The exam results also show the highest performing students are starting to regain lost ground, but lower performing students are slipping further behind. The National Center for Education Statistics looks to pandemic school closures, a youth mental health crisis, and high rates of chronic absenteeism as contributing factors. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
So, why not take a day off? Schools across Western New York off today for the Lunar New Year. WBEN's Tom Puckett has more on what it is and why it's being celebrated now.
I believe that the governor has broke new ground with this celebration.
Niagara Falls School Superintendent Mark Lorion, students and staff off statewide for Lunar New Year.
It's really different. especially in a different light, especially in a district like Niagara Falls, where we do honor and speak and recognize 19 different languages and different cultures. We have those countries that are represented in all of our schools. So it is, but to have a day off for this reason is groundbreaking in itself. This is not the norm.
Lori says teachers are helping students learn about the holiday.
Across the district, our teachers have done different projects, different learnings, different understandings about the meaning of it. So it's not just another day off. It is got some real meaning to it, and that's what we've tried to emphasize here in Niagara Falls.
Hear more about those projects online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
And what is the meaning behind it? Well, I asked my son yesterday. He's off of school for Lunar New Year.
Does he know?
Well, they talked about Lunar New Year yesterday, and he said the guy beat up a dragon and won, and now we have Lunar New Year.
Wow. Okay.
So that's what I know. I don't know if that's right or wrong. We'll be asking the expert a little bit later on, going to the University of Buffalo.
All right.
Kristen Stapleton will join us with a little bit more.
Good. I'm glad to know.
I learned my stuff from a four-year-old.
Right.
So.
Well, sometimes that's the best way.
Yeah.
Trini Ross is preparing to leave as U.S. Attorney for Western New York due to a change in administrations in Washington. She talked about cases under her tenure.
We had so many major cases. We had, as you mentioned, the top shooting case. We had the Salmon Rushdie being stabbed case. We had the Lee Zeldin being assaulted case. We had the Robert Morgan case, big mortgage fraud case out of Rochester. And we had two Rochester police officers who were shot and one was murdered. That was all in 2022. When these things happen, you still have your regular cases that you have to deal with. And so for me, there was really no time to stop. It was it was time to be on and to make sure everything was in order as leader of this office. And that's what I did.
Ross is the first Black woman to hold the position of U.S. attorney in Western New York.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and falling temperatures. Early highs in the mid-30s. Temperatures will drop into the 20s this afternoon. Winds gusting around 40 miles per hour with scattered snow showers. Tonight, a few flurries early in the evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and chilly. Overnight lows in the teens. Partly sunny, mid-30s on Thursday. Rain and snow for your Friday. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Airman Kowski.
University of Buffalo history professor Kristen Stapleton is joining us live on WBEN this morning. This year marks the first time a new school holiday is officially observed in New York State, Lunar New Year. Kristen, good morning. What is this holiday?
Good morning, Susan and Brian. Lunar New Year is celebrated in parts of East Asia, most parts of East Asia, and it's the biggest holiday of the year. So people of Chinese heritage or Vietnamese heritage in the U.S. would definitely be celebrating it. And I think that's why there was a movement to have it declared a school holiday, because so many families consider it the most important day of the year.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of confusion amongst a lot of people, though, because this had been on the calendar as Chinese New Year for, I think, most of my life. That's what I always remember seeing on the calendar. And now we're seeing Lunar New Year. Is it the same thing? Is it different? If so, what are the differences?
It's the same thing. Actually, you know, the fact that it was called Chinese New Year has most to do with the fact of how many Chinese people there are and how many Chinese Americans there are. So they sort of branded that holiday first, but really it's celebrated outside of China as well. It used to be the main holiday in Japan, but interestingly enough, when Japan tried to become more like Europe, they switched their New Year date to our January 1st New Year. So in Japan, New Year's is celebrated on January 1st, but everywhere else in East Asia, it depends on the moon. The first new moon in our New Year is generally Lunar New Year.
Interesting. How is it celebrated?
Well, every families have to get together. That's the most important thing. And then a lot of eating. But even before that, it's considered to be a time for renewal, like in other New Year traditions, like the Jewish New Year. So you're supposed to settle all your debts beforehand. You're supposed to get new clothes. You're supposed to clean up the house, pay respect to the ancestors. But mostly for the kids, it's eat really well and get presents from their elders.
When, I mean, looking at this, is it comparable to like a Christmas or something in that culture? I mean, is there like a comparison to make?
Oh, yeah, you could definitely compare it to Christmas because children get presents and, you know, everybody celebrates and we get good food. And, you know, so, yes, in that respect, it's very much similar to Christmas.
So it's their biggest holiday of the year, it seems like.
Yes.
Okay. And we're also hearing that it's the year of the snake. Why are animals so important here and why is it a snake this year?
Well, in Lunar New Year, there's a 12-year cycle. And actually, this is very early. My specialty is Chinese history, but not the really early period. But I also teach about that period, so I know a little bit about it. In the early years of recorded Chinese history, a system was written down for keeping track of years. And it's very different from the system that developed in Europe with, you know, beginning at the year when Christ was born and continuing after that, because they didn't have that tradition. So what they had was a 12-year cycle. So every 12 years would be one cycle, and then they'd start the cycle over again. And there are actually words that count every year in the cycle, but they're hard to remember. They found it easier to remember animals. So each animal is associated with a year, and it goes in a 12-year cycle. So we're moving out of the year of the dragon, and we just moved into the year of the snake. All and right. Then 12 years from now, there'll be another year of the snake.
Okay, interesting to learn a little bit more. How widely is this celebrated in the Western New York area and across New York State?
Well, the Asian communities, the Chinese community, the Vietnamese community definitely celebrate it in a big way with you know, performances and meals, group meals and family get-togethers. So I would say pretty much 100% of the people who, you know, have Chinese heritage and Vietnamese heritage celebrate it.
Are you aware of events happening here in Western New York to celebrate this today?
The Western New York Chinese Club has always had a big celebration, but it's not necessarily on the day because the New Year's Eve, just like our New Year's Eve, it's December 31st, is a time for family get-togethers and generally take place and go on kind of late in the night, I think, which is part of the reason that school is off the next day, New Year's Day. So the celebrations, the group community celebrations, tend not to be right on New Year's Eve because that's family time. So I would guess there's not any, I haven't looked into this, but I guess that there's no actual community celebration today because everybody's kind of recovering and and celebrating, you know, this new beginning.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. So this is a holiday now for schools going forward here in New York State. What about the University of Buffalo? Is the University of Buffalo have school today, classes?
Yes, we do have classes today. I think, though, that most instructors know that they should keep this in mind. You know, all the holidays where we actually have classes, the cultural holidays, everybody's aware that some of the students, you know, may have family obligations, and therefore, if we have to make up an exam or something like that, we should try to be understanding.
Do you think this will become a full-fledged holiday across the country? Here?
I'm guessing not because, you know, there are a lot of different cultural traditions that have their important days, and it would be really difficult to, you know, accommodate all of them. I'm guessing that that's unlikely to happen, but it could. It could because there's certainly, I mean, Asian Americans are still a small percentage of the population, but it's definitely growing.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to learn a little bit more about Lunar New Year, what it actually is. Kristen, thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
All right. You know, Kristen Stapleton, a professor of history at the University at Buffalo, talking a little bit about the Lunar New Year holiday, which is new to pretty much everybody
right
around here, especially if you have school-aged kids. You're learning about it today.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.